The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Chiefs stay with an empty backfield. No motion. Three to the left side, wide side of the field. Mahomes looking left. Pass cut at the 5-yard line. Angling near side. Leaping forward. Xavier Worthy. Touchdown. Kansas City burning the defender on the near side. Cole Bishop. And the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to the rookie Xavier Worthy. Chiefs go flip bone. First and 10. At the Buffalo 12. They give it off. Left side. Kareem Hunt at the 10. Angling to the 5. Into the end zone. Left side. Touchdown. Kansas City. It's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game on a 12-yard run by Kareem Hunt.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
They might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Well, it's not. Welcome to Monday morning in Kansas City. If you hated us, you ain't going to like us at all for the next 2 weeks. Everybody that said Buffalo was going to win, see ya. Adam Schefter, you want to change rules because you hate the Chiefs. I don't need to listen to you anymore. Rex Ryan, go suck a foot. I don't need to hear what you have to say anymore. Steven Spector, I just think it's Josh Allen's time. Take the day. Matt can do it.
The Josh Allen time people are the most ridiculous of the bunch. And I'll call Spector out on that. That is the most ridiculous way to try to handicap a football game going, I just feel like it's his time. Well, Josh Allen had his time. And you know what Josh Allen did? Didn't get the job done. 3:33 to go. You have the football. Legacy moment for you. And what happens? Spags dials up a blitz. Here comes George Karloftis. It's floated into that deep, dark night. And Dawson Kincaid drops it, which would have put them right in field goal range and an opportunity to tie it. But he didn't get the job done. With 3:33 left, down three, if Patrick Mahomes had that ball, Chiefs win by four, and everybody knows it. And now, can we just please stop the nonsense that there are other quarterbacks on the same level of Patrick Mahomes in this league? Because there's two levels of quarterback. It is Patrick Mahomes, and it is everybody else battling for 2 through 32, and the discussion is over. The case is closed. There's nobody better than Patrick Mahomes.
I just think it's funny because what do the Chiefs do? I heard Rob Britton say this in one of the most longest score predictions I've ever heard on Sunday. Am I wrong about that, Mac?
It was a lot.
How long did he take to get to the
end? They literally asked him, what's your score prediction? Because right. It was one of those quick shows.
Yeah, he goes.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
Starting
it's
back
35-0, Rob. The score, buddy. The score.
I was like, come on, man.
The score, bro.
I'm on hold waiting to go. And I'm like, he's like, well, the Chiefs all year did this, did that, did this. By the way.
We're up against the break. I'm like, come on.
Score. What's the damn score?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's crazy. But, I mean, what a game, man.
It's unbelievable. Just another great freaking AFC championship game.
I thought we were going to get exactly what we wanted. It was 21-10. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I will say this. I agree with the comparisons, or it's somebody's time. That needs to stop.
It does.
Like, the thing is, so many people want to go out there and they just want to put the Chiefs in. They just want to say, I think Buffalo wins this game. Why?
Because.
And then just be like, well, they just seem like they're the better team this year. The Chiefs went 15-2.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes went 15-1. All year long, they played close games and won them.
That's right.
But they can't score more than 30 points. The first time they do that all year is in the AFC Championship game against the best team. So, again, stop it. Just stop. Like, it's okay to say the Chiefs are going to win and you might get it wrong because these two guys in this room picked the Chiefs to win every game this year. You guys are homers. You guys are biased. You guys are getting paid by the Chiefs. Yet we only got one time where we were wrong. Because we didn't do anything for week 18 because it wasn't a game. It was backups. We picked the Chiefs every week. You guys just, Clark Hunt's got you in his back pocket. No. You guys love Andy Reid.
Yes.
He's paying you.
No.
But we got it wrong once.
One time.
One time, and we still haven't gotten it wrong. They've gone 17-1 this year with Mahomes. Mahomes is 17-3 in the playoffs. The Chiefs are 8 consecutive playoff. Karloftis, McDuffie, Cook, shoot, I don't know who else, never lost a playoff game. Three-peat, relax, chill. Just enjoy this.
Well, and it goes back, and it's really simple to figure out why the Kansas City Chiefs won this football game. And I know there's going to be a lot of people complaining about referees. They're the better team top to bottom. Better quarterback, better head coach, better general manager, and better ownership. And that's where it all starts. And you look at this team right now and the way that it's built. And I'm not one for, you know, looking back and saying they shouldn't have made this trade or shouldn't have made that trade. But I was listening to some Buffalo radio last night and Buffalo radio this morning. They go, why are we continuing to trade with this team? Thank you, Buffalo. Buffalo for Xavier Worthy. Thank you, Buffalo, for Patrick Mahomes. And those two guys were on the forefront of everything last night. And the guy on Buffalo radio last night or this morning, I can't remember which one it was. He's like, I don't care anymore if they get their guy. We can't be the team to continue to give them their guy. And so I'm like, yeah, that is true. But they took advantage of everything. They have a better head coach who, again, Sean McDermott outcoached his team yesterday, coached his team to a loss yesterday. Patrick Mahomes played better and made plays when he needed to make plays. Josh Allen did not. And the veterans again stepped up for the Kansas City Chiefs. That last drive to steal the game. Juju Smith-Schuster, Samaje Perine, and Travis Kelce are the three guys you're going to ice a game at the end. Veteran, veteran, veteran. And you finish this thing off. Buffalo had their opportunities. They didn't capitalize. Nobody can say anything anymore about this football team. I'm done hearing about the refs. I'm done hearing about Josh Allen. I'm done hearing that there are better coaches at this, and this. This is the greatest franchise in the NFL. We just witnessed history 12 hours ago or so at Arrowhead Stadium. And you mentioned
that long ago?
Well, I guess the kickoff was about 12 hours ago, right?
Yeah,
but you had mentioned it like the first time we scored over 30 this year.
Yeah.
We finished the game. Ralph and I look at each other. We're like, that's the first time we're over 30 this year. What a way to do it, baby! AFC Championship game. Put 32 on the board. Finish this thing off. Everybody celebrating last night. It was absolutely incredible. And I'm loving every minute of it. I'm not letting any of this go. This is the greatest day of our lives to see this three-peat now into action. And the rest of the free world can, as Sean Smith once told Danny Parkin, suck a pickle. And that's where I am right now. The rest of the free world can go suck all of the pickles because we are headed back to the Super Bowl. And there's nothing else you can say about that. The opportunities were there for Buffalo. They didn't take advantage of them. The opportunities were there for Kansas City. They took advantage. You think Patrick Mahomes is getting stopped on a 4th and inches play? Well, 13 minutes to go in a football game. You think Patrick Mahomes is allowing that to happen? No, they're converting on that one. Josh Allen had the opportunity yesterday to separate himself or be better than Mahomes, and he's just not good enough. And now we got to move on and accept that Patrick Mahomes has done something Tom Brady didn't do, something Joe Montana didn't do, something nobody else has done, and that's lead their team to 3 straight Super Bowls.
It's insane.
Wow, baby. I mean, I don't know how much you slept last night. I don't know how much
three
the city
hours.
Slept last night.
3 hours. That's how much I slept, honestly. Honest to God, I slept for 3 hours.
God,
I'm leaving at 10 o'clock to go home,
by the way.
Yeah, like, I'm just letting you know. Sorry.
No, that's
you're the leader of the show. No, you're our
look,
captain.
I'm going to tell.
Sorry, coach.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Tomorrow as well. We're leaving early.
Sorry, dude.
We got a lot to get ready for because I don't know about you. I'm going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, Dusty, and
that's
so
right.
are you.
So is Mac.
So we got our trip booked. We're ready to go, and it is time to go out there and conquer this thing. It is time to go win that three-peat. And I may get emotional this morning. I don't care, man, because we're all getting emotional this morning. The texts are rolling in after rolling in after rolling in.
Yeah.
I'm hearing from friends already this morning who are up, haven't gone to bed, that are celebrating. They're driving to Colorado to ski. They're taking a vacation. I don't care. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl for the third straight year and the 5th time under Patrick Mahomes.
It's insane.
Woo!
It's insane, man.
And Andy Reid, you're in a class by yourself, man. There's nobody else in your category right now.
No.
Not Don Shula, not Bill Belichick, not Curly Lambeau, not whoever. You are in a class by yourself. It is Andy Reid, it is Patrick Mahomes, and it is 105 years of the rest of the NFL looking at them and going, okay, they're the best.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing that, like, was so, like, Because look, like Allen is still a stud. There's no doubt about it, right? There's no hiding that. Like, I was texting Mac last night at like 1:45 in the morning, still awake, couldn't go to sleep.
I got a cure for that.
Well, is it? I mean,
yeah. Get in the garage, baby.
Yeah, and you know.
Which, by the way, if you were at Arrowhead yesterday, there was no need to go to the garage.
No, no need to. It's legal. But when he made that play at halftime, when they hit that touchdown at halftime, I went, all right, here we go. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I knew. I was like, this is one of those games. And I don't know about everybody else, and I don't know if everyone has the, you know, hindsight of how the end of the game works. But, like, that's when I looked at the people at my house watching that game and said, here comes that 13-second vibe. Here comes that game because it was 21-10. They piped that touchdown with no time or, like, running out of time. I'm like, could have gone without that because I was like everybody else. I'm like, it's 21-10. They get the ball back at half.
Oh, by the way, vibe in the stadium was the same way. Like, we were all feeling Cincinnati all over again, right? Yep.
And, by the way, I think there was a certain individual on this show that said whoever won the coin toss in this game was going to win the game.
Yeah.
How important was that coin toss to start the game?
And I think we also said if you turn the ball over, you're not going to win. Wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Our boss also said this.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
So
I love you, Samaje Perine.
I think we all did last night.
Because that sealed the game.
I think we all did last
night. One play in that game from Samaje Perine, and it's your veteran guy at running back, gets the first down, stays in bounds, runs the clock out. Patrick Mahomes goes nuts. I book a flight. Everybody celebrates. Confetti in the air. And we're headed to New Orleans,
Patrick,
baby.
Mahomes, in terms of resume and accomplishments, better. But in this game, I don't think you could say, based on the seasons they've had,
oh, even
that Patrick Mahomes is better.